I hope that hearing the readings as we began Mass, as we listen to our typical readings, and then our Passion of Jesus Christ, that your heart open to the Holy Spirit to continue to help you grow in your spiritual journey with our Savior, especially as we begin Holy Week. In my own life, I was really pricked in my conscience a couple days ago reading in Sirach, a book in the Wisdom books, Sirach 28, and something pricked out that was pretty powerful, especially as the title of, you'll often see in the Bible, if you flip it open, you might see some titles, whether it's a paragraph or a passage. I saw it in Sirach 28, the evil tongue. And Sirach wrote, if you blow on a spark, it will glow. If you spit on it, it will be out. And both come out of your mouth. And of course, I thought my own life. How what happens the ways that I speak. There's another great image in James chapter 3. The same thing about how, what do we do when we speak with our tongue? And a wonderful image of how James taught with that image of our tongue like a rudder of a huge ship. That no matter what that tiny little rudder our tongue does, it can change the ship in any direction. So I was thinking of that as we walk into the Passion of Jesus Christ. And of course, we could think so many different things in our own hearts. But I really wanted to look into and kind of look in a special way to the words that were used during the Passion of Jesus Christ. For instance, we heard Hosanna from the crowd as we walked into church this morning. And the same saying, crucify him, crucify him. Or Peter, Lord, I am prepared to go to prison and to die with you. A few hours later, he said, I do not know him. Or Judas, which I think is almost the worst. In Revelation chapter 3, Jesus talked to one of the cities that the angels were talking to about it's better to be either hot or cold, but not lukewarm. And that's what Judas was like. He didn't say a word. Instead, he gave him a kiss to deny him, basically to sell him, to be arrested. We can always remember the two criminals that Jesus was on the cross. They both said some things. One, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. And the other, have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly. For the sentence we receive corresponds to our crimes, but this man has done nothing criminal. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And then think in the scriptures, the gospels, the words that Jesus said. Always holy, without sin, with no wickedness at all. Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. They know not what they do. With all the miracles he did, you are forgiven. Sin no more. As each of us can think of other ways of thinking our tongue, how it can be good or bad. Think about gossip or affirmation, lying, telling the truth. All the different things we can do as humans on either side. I loved what Isaiah had to say, as well as St. Paul. And Isaiah, the Lord God, has given me a well-trained tongue. I bet that every one of us can receive that. To continue to know of a well-trained tongue of us and how we speak. Then St. Paul, every knee should bend of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As Catholics and Christians, we are called to speak for Jesus. We have to use our tongue, our mouth, to proclaim Jesus Christ, our Savior. We're to do so in a public, to our family, to our secular society, that Jesus Christ is our Savior. We're not to be evil. We're not to use our tongue in bad ways. Not to use God's name in vain. But again, to proclaim what He has done in your own life and tell the story. To invite many, many, many brothers and sisters. So how do you speak? And most importantly, how are you speaking of Jesus Christ Himself?